بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العلي العظيم. Waiting for Brother Yusuf to come, inshallah, in the Mash'ar for us. Before starting, inshallah, we'll mention one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then one incident I forgot the wrong incident. Yes. The one sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is every morning and evening you can recite this dua. Very easy dua, simple dua, but a lot of benefits. The one benefit is that inshallah the whole day Shaitan won't be able to overpower that person. And the person will, inshallah, will be safe from seeing any harmful thing in his family. Allah will protect him. Actually, we're so worried about all attacks and robberies and all of these things. Allah will protect him from that. And he'll be safe from Shaitan. So physically also he'll be saved. And ruhani torpor, spiritually also he'll be saved. And for the hafiz of Quran especially, or even for normal person who learns some portion of the Quran, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, whoever reads this year won't forget his Quran. So normally people are frightened, they learn the Quran, then they forget the Quran. So this is at night, he said, whoever reads it every night, he won't forget his Quran. Many people are under the impression that forgetting of the Quran is only for the hafiz of Quran. If the hafiz of Quran forgets his Quran, it's a very big sin. But the ulama say that this actually, more so it refers to that person who learned how to read Quran, Nazira. And he forgot to learn to read Quran. Allah gave him the greatest bounty of Quran Sharif. And after having Quran Sharif with him, he forgot how to read Quran Sharif. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the worst punishment is for that person who forgot to learn, forgot the Quran after he learnt it. So the punishment is equally for him. If the person who learned the Quran Sharif, he learned how to make Nazira and then he leaves the Quran completely. What a ni'mat Allah gave him that he could read the Quran. Now he leaves the Quran Sharif. No fikr, no concern for making tilawat of Quran Sharif. So really the tilawat of Quran Sharif is a very great amal, very great ibadat. And Allah gave us tawfiq that we try to always recite the Quran Sharif, daily take our time to recite Quran Sharif. So what's the dua? It's a simple dua, it's from the Quran Sharif. It's 10 ayat. The hadith is 10 verses of Surah Baqarah. The first 4 verses, actually it's 5, in our Quran it's 5 verses, but the hadith is 4 verses. So from Alif Lamim till Muflihun. Alif Lamim, Zalik al-Kitab, Uratil, Ulaika ala hudam min Rabbim, wa Ulaika umul Muflihun. You all know those ayat. Then the second is 3 ayat, Ayatul Kursi, Allahu la ilaha illa wa al-hayyul qayyum. And there's 2 ayat after that, La ikraha fi din qad tabayyana rushdu min al-ghayy. Tal ulaika ashabun nar hum fiha khalidun. And then lillahi ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Wa in tubdu ma fi anfusikum wa tukhfu wa aman ar-rasul. It's the end of the surah. So those are 10 ayat. So not very long, not very difficult also. Every night we should try to read it. In the morning also try and read it. Inshallah there will be safety of person's iman also. Safety of a person's physical self also. This comes in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And a statement of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, whoever reads it every night, you'll never forget his Quran. So that's also a very great bounty that you don't forget your Quran Sharif. So any hafiz of Quran we know also, and ourselves also read this, try to read this every night as dua. So the first 4 ayat of Surah Baqarah, Aman al-Rasul, Ayatul Kursi, and the 2 verses after Ayatul Kursi, and then Lillahi mafi samawati wa mafi lal, until Fansurna al-Qawm al-Kafirin. So these are 10 verses of the Quran Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we try to read this every morning, every evening. It's nothing difficult at all. And you'll get great benefits. I can't remember the whole hadith, but actually the hadith says 4 benefits you'll get. Besides not forgetting the Quran, I just remember 2 now. That the shaitan won't be able to attack the person in the day, and he'll be saved. He won't see anything bad happening to his family, that the hadith says. If he dislikes, it'll happen to his family. And there's 2 other benefits also, I can't remember now. And besides this, that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says you won't forget the Quran. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, to make amal on this sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Hadrat wala arif billah. Rumiya waqt shaykh ya wala shah hakim Muhammad Aqtasab. Nawar Allah wa marfadaka kalam. Nasihat barai ashiqi majaz. The nasihat the person who was inflicted with love of beside Allah to ashiq.
مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، ہے فلک نو خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، ہے فلک نو خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گل ستا، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گل ستا، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں ہے خزاں، اس بیاباں کو تو مت سمجھ گل ستا، اس بیاباں کو تو مت سمجھ گل ستا، یہ ورنہ پچتائے گا اے میرے مہرباں، ورنہ پچتائے گا اے میرے مہرباں، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، خاک پر خاک اپنی جوانی نہ کر، خاک پر خاک اپنی جوانی نہ کر، رائے گا اس طرح زندگانی نہ کر، رائے گا اس طرح زندگانی نہ کر، ان حسینوں سے کس کو ملا چین ہے، ان حسینوں سے کس کو ملا چین ہے، جس نے بھی دل دیا ان کو بے چین ہے، جس نے بھی دل دیا ان کو بے چین ہے، فلک نوحہ خاں تنگ ہے یہ زمین، یوں ہنسی کرتے ہیں دل کو اندوہگی، گل رخوں کو سمجھتا ہے جو گل ستا، یہ خزاں ہے خزاں یہ خزاں ہے خزاں، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں، اس بیاباں کو تو مت سمجھ گل ستا، اس بیاباں کو تو مت سمجھ گل ستا، ورنہ پچتائے گا اے میرے مہرباں، مشورہ سن لے مجھ سے میرے ہم نشین، دل حسینوں سے ہرگز لگانا نہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful بیان of our illustrious dada شیخ عارف بالله رومی وقت ابریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد افتر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. علماء have mentioned so beautifully that our honorable illustrious dada شیخ حضرت شاہ حکیم افتر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ a great personality like Allama bin Nuri Rahmatullah Alayh. When we saw Hazrat's explanation of Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh's kitab, then Hazrat said, La farqa baynaka wa bayna Mawlana Rum. There is no difference between you and Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh. Was a very great personality who Allah Ta'ala inspired in his heart, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh, 28,500 pounds in the love of Allah Ta'ala. Similarly, our Dada Shaykh also, as we learned and hear from our Hazrat over and over, that all these poems are actually bayans. At middle of the night, Allah used to inspire in his heart and used to write and explain. So similarly, Hazrat gave the explanation of Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh's all his poems in such a beautiful explanation that ulama were many a times were overtaken, that is this the writing of Mawlana Rum Rahmatullah Alayh or is it the writing of Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. So Hazrat Allah Ta'ala, so to say, has left him behind in this zamana, that the pandemic of this zamana is illicit love affairs, not controlling myself, first of all, our gazers, etc. And that's where it starts off from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very beautifully to save us from all problems. Allah ta'ala, and as Hazrat teaches us, that our deen is such that prevention is better than cure. That you don't first get involved in something and then to try and cure the sickness. Save yourself, and that is why Allah Ta'ala saved us from the root. That Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. Don't even go close to zina. Forget thinking of zina, don't even go close to it. And what is the starting point of it? Is not controlling our gazes. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says that this is such a serious thing, and it's such a terrible action, that a person, your father sees his children committing such evil that he feels shy to tell them himself that what you're doing. So he'll tell one of his close friends or some responsible people, tell them. So similarly here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ghairat is such that Allah ta'ala sees us that we are the servants of Allah. We are supposed to be looking at the beauty of Allah Rabbul Izzat. But we are overtaken with artificial attractions of this world. So Allah Ta'ala, in a very kind way, Allah Ta'ala addresses His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلِّ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُدُّ مِنْ أَفْصَارِهِمْ. Tell these believing men that they must cast their gazes down. How can they be looking at these artificial things and be falling into illicit love affairs and fantasizing and living in a dream world, as Hazrat here is giving beautiful advice to a person like myself, first of all. And we all should see our own condition, that Hazrat has explained this is one of the serious sicknesses in the Ummah, that even many, many good people, pious people also, ulama also, that we fail in this. That controlling our gazes, we generally fail in this, and that is why Allah Ta'ala has brought us to these majalis, so that we get this current of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will burn out and that will wipe out this terrible ish, this fire of our passion and desires. When the fire of the passion and desires come in the heart of a person, nothing can blow it out and nothing can extinguish it except the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat has spoken on this topic so much that many people used to think that Hazrat only knows about controlling gazes. But this was such an important aspect of our life that today we see what havoc is causing society. Everywhere you hear today, good families, that these just families are broken up because of this. So Hazrat very beautifully gives us advice. He says, Nasiyat barai arshike majal. That beautiful advice to a person, that instead of being a aashiq, a haqiqi, aashiq is a true lover. And we should be the lover of the one who has created love, Allah Rabbul Izzat. The love, give you the heart, is the place of love. And that is where the place of the king has to be. So give your heart to that. Agar dil dena hai, to isi ko de do jisne tumhe dil diya. If you want to give your heart to somebody, then an intelligent person will give his heart to who will appreciate his heart. The creator of our heart will appreciate our heart. So give our heart only to Allah. Don't give our heart to artificial things of this world, illicit love affairs, and then a person starts fantasizing no enjoyment of life for 1 minute. In another poem, Hazrat has mentioned, such a person is like a madman. Artificially, he looks like he is doing his work, but his mind is not there. He is not in his right senses, as our Hazrat Dhammad Barakatum explained so beautifully, that today with this hell phone, your ustad, your father is standing right in front of you and talking to you, you don't even know. You're in a different world, you're in a lost world. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that we take this great advice of our Dada Shaykh. And this is such an advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, whoever controls his gazes, male and female. And here Allah Ta'ala in this command, Allah has separately addressed the males also separately, the females also separately. That it means, it doesn't just mean they wear a veil and they can look at men, or they can keep their veils up and with their eyes they look, that is much more dangerous. Because the most beautiful face of a part of the face of the female is that eyes. If that eyes just connect with somebody else's eyes, it tells a different story. And sadly today, many people say that we like to look at those women who wear parda, veil, because it is all fashionable and it's more shining. Whereas the parda of a woman, Hazrat has explained the riwayat in Abu Dawud Sharif, that it should be even like in such a way shabby that nobody knows that under that veil whether there's a young girl or an old woman. So Allah Ta'ala give me, all of us, to take this great advice. And beautifully Hazrat is presenting it, that mashwara sun le mujhse mere ham nasheen, that oh, that close friend of mine, you associate with me all the time, just take this advice of mine. And this is a true friend. A true friend, he'll see that my friend is going on the wrong path, advise him in a nice way. So Hazrat didn't say that you're doing this wrong, he says, take this mashwara of mine, that oh my close friend, dil haseeno se hargiz lagana nahi, never ever let your heart get connected and attached to the slightest but to the outward beauties of this world. Generally, that all the things of this world, but particularly what makes a person goes mad, loses his honor, loses his respect and dignity. And as Hazrat has mentioned in another poem also so beautifully, Tori der ki lazzat, hamesha ki zillat. Ye kaise hi hamakat? That for a little while you think that you're getting enjoyment. But in reality, Allahu Akbar, another beautiful way Hazrat has put it, that Allahu Akbar, me koi khas baat aapko batao, should I tell you something very special? Ke guna mein maza hai hi nahi. There's no enjoyment in sin. So in this artifice, you're thinking that you're enjoying yourself a few minutes, but hamesha ki zillat. Now forever and ever, your whole life will be disgraced if you don't realize. That is why Allahu Akbar, a great advice of Hazrat Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi, says at all the time that apne akal ko khaish par ghalib rakho. That keep your intelligence above your passion and desire. Your desires are there. Allah has created every person. And like Hazrat has explained, our Dada Shaykh also used to say that he was a romantic person. And how much he had to control his desires not to look at women from a young age. That is why Allah gave them this high position. So it doesn't mean that you are Shaykh, etc., that it's just natural for you to control your desires. No, the more you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you have to make mujahada also. So Hazrat is explaining that when a person controls his gazes, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the snoor of iman and halawat of iman in his heart. So Hazrat Hakim ul-Ummat rahmatullah used to say, Allah gave you brains, So keep your brains above your desires. Your desires are going to tell you, look, there's a beautiful woman, see how she's walking, etc. Your brains will tell you, no, you'll disgrace yourself. You'll be overtaken with her, and then it goes further, and you'll forget you are a married man, you've got children, everything. What will happen to your home? But if your desires overpower your brain, you'll be lost already. And then if your brains are in order, and you control your desires, now don't think that I controlled myself. It's my intelligence. See, I saved myself from haram. No. Shariat ko akal par ghalib. Keep your shariat above your intelligence also. That sometimes people have this wrong notion that, like Hazrat says so beautifully, that many times some people say, I don't know why this ulama talk about controlling your gazes. Nothing happens to us. Which is a very, very terrible statement. Your brains are telling you that, I don't know why Allah Ta'ala, aliyazu billah, made bad nazri haram. I work with the secretaries, I work, my staff are many women, nothing happens to us. Hazrat says, if that is your foolish thought, then there's one of two things wrong with you. Either you're not a man, then nothing will happen. If you're not a man, then Allah, like Hazrat says, that the malaika, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also, they have no desires. So the most beautiful hoor, hawra, can sit on his left. It won't tickle any part of his body. Because he's got no desires. So if you're not a man, then you look, nothing will happen to you. And if you are a man and you think nothing is happening to you, then Hazrat says, take your trouser to the lab and you'll see how much of fluid is coming out. And how your manhood is being wasted. And your weakness is coming into your body which you don't realize. So like our Hazrat explains, our deen is not light the fire and then try and extinguish the fire. Because if you put butter in front of fire, it must melt. So whether it's your sister-in-law, whether it's your cousin, whoever, don't think nothing happens to us. No, something terrible is happening to us. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that Hazrat says, don't ever let your heart get connected and attached to these artificial beauties of this world. And Allahu Akbar, so many places, the way Hazrat has explained this topic over and over, and clearly, no ever in this time and age, Mashaykh has explained it so openly, and many, many people, alhamdulillah, has made tawbah, istighfar, and realized this myself, all of us, we should consider our own condition, this is one of our great weaknesses. And now, Allahu Akbar, with the fitna that is spreading of the jal, of this hell phone, it's even worse. A person doesn't just have to look on the street, he takes out his phone, and where he's fantasizing. Hazrat says, when you're involved in this haram, and you're looking at artificial beauties, and you're lost in fantasizing, hai falak noha kha, tang hai ye zameen. Even the earth is crying, that what is happening? Like a person loses, and you see certain people when they lose some close family members, they lose their senses, the way they scream and cry. So to say, the skies are crying. And then we see Allah, but today we say, why there's so much tornadoes coming down? Why there's so much heavy storms, etc.? Comes clearly in the hadith of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When people, Allahu Akbar, will be openly committing zina, then storms will come down. Terrible storms, earthquakes will come down. And instead of myself realizing, and then the earth will become like very narrow for you. And very, very difficult to live on the earth. And you'll be blaming your wife. You'll be blaming other people. Whereas Allah Rabbul Izzat says very, very clearly, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا. Whoever turns away from taking advice of Allah Rabbul Izzat, the reminder of Allah for us to control our gazes, then Allah Ta'ala says that the earth will become very straitened for you, very difficult for you to love. You'll think life is miserable. In the meantime, you're putting yourself into misery. And Allah Akbar, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ وَنَشُرُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. Worse than that, if we myself, Allah give us all tawfiq to make tawbah sincerely, istighfar. That if I don't make tawbah, istighfar, you get up on a day of Qiyamah blind. You say, Ya Allah, I had eyes in the world, but why am I blind today? Allah Ta'ala, and it's like throwing salt on the wound at that time.
that we gave you eyes to look at the beauty of Allah, to look at the skies, to look at all the other creation. You looked at, you didn't control your gazes, you looked at haram as if you don't have eyes, so you didn't know how to use your eyes, so you like had no eyes. You never used your eyes properly, so Allah Ta'ala says, you are blind to our command, today we make you blind. So Hazrat says, even the earth will become difficult to live on, the skies will be crying, in other words, raining down thunder, and we then still don't take a lesson. You hasi karte hai dil ko andogin, that is just artificial beauties, outward you think you fantasizing and you looking at them, but it has blinded you. It has made you blind, that you can't see the beauty of Allah. Allahu Akbar. As so beautifully in front, it comes here also. That Hazrat says, Gul rukho ko samajhta hai jo gulista, ye khiza hai, khiza hai, khiza hai. That when you look at these artificial beauties, whether it's in the bank, whether today, wherever you go, this is one of the signs of Qiyamah. That woman will all the time be all in officers, in wherever you go, you generally have to deal with them. But if a person comes to the mashayikh and we take our treatment, then we learn how to keep our gazes down. Otherwise, you look at that, as Hazrat says, that stupid makeup that they put on their faces. It's actually like a person has, like when food goes off, how it looks, and they think they look nice. And all the terrible colors of makeup, whether it's the lipstick, whether it's the blush, whatever, Hazrat says, and so beautifully, one of our great pious elders, Hazrat said, Mona Asadullah Sahab, Zahmat Barak, Rahmatullah Alayhi, who was the Nazim Sahab of Saharanpur, he used to say, that mat deko in surf rukho ku zin nahar. Mat deko in surf rukho ku zin nahar. Paro rabbana kina azaban nahar. That these artificial beauties, they put lust, a blush, and they put red lipstick, never ever look at them forever. And see how Hazrat Wada. The poem also is so beautiful, and the similitude also. He has given the similitude of that artificial the red lips and that red cheeks. He has given it to the fire of Jahannam. That you look, you think you're looking at red cheeks, you're looking at the fire of Jahannam. And like our Hazrat says, when we enjoy ourselves looking at this woman and we fantasize, then you're not a mad man, you're not a stupid man, you are a man with no iman. That in the fire of Jahannam you're getting enjoyment, what kind of a person is that? So Hazrat says, immediately your heart, your desires will tell you, look, but read, رَبَّنَا قِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Said, O Allah, please save us from the fire of Jahannam. So Hazrat says, that gul rukho ku samajhta hai jo gul sita. You think these artificial beauties, they like beautiful roses in the garden. What beautiful roses are walking around. Hazrat says, these are not roses. These are all, Allahu Akbar, it is just like autumn and winter. It is all, it's got no beauty whatsoever. And that is why so many beautiful poems Hazrat said, na kale ko deko, na goro ko, gore ko deko, in ko deko jinhone rang baksha. Don't look at whether it's white in complexion beauties or dark in complexion and you say black is beautiful. Look at the one who have given them that beauty. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to realize this reality. Is baya ba ko tu mat samaj gulista, warna pachtayega e mere meharba. Hazrat puts it so beautifully. Now if you are involved in this artificial love affairs, you are living in a jungle. You are living in a barren place. And you think you are living in a garden. That now you are chatting with this woman, chatting with this one, chatting. And you got your halal wife right next to you. And you are involved in haram. So what is Allah Akbar? Allah has given you a beautiful wife, a garden, a beautiful home. You are living in a jungle. And you still think you in a garden. Hazrat says, you will regret, terribly you will regret. Oh my most beloved friend, take heed and realize that be kind to yourself. Don't put yourself into this difficulty. So this very important advice, and which is a pandemic of the time, that we have to learn to control our gazes. Otherwise, that haram thoughts that come in the heart will just make a person restless. Your namaz you can't enjoy. Even if you're teaching in a madrasa, you don't know what you're teaching. Outwardly you think you're teaching, but your mind is somewhere else. In namaz, your mind is somewhere else. You're next to your halal wife and you're involved in zina. Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us. Fa khaak par khaak apne jawani na kar. Allahu Akbar. How beautifully Hazrat has presented this. That you looking at this artificial beauties, that you are made from water, sand and water mix. Allah has made us from sand. That is our reality. And what you're looking at is also sand. So how can you give your youth, your prime time of your life, how can you give it to dust and sand? Give it to the Creator who gave you this youth. When you give your youth, your prime time, you learn to control your passion and desires by coming in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and you see young people, how they're able to control themselves. And that is what Allah Ta'ala loves, that when that young man controls himself, Allah gives him what halawat of iman we can't imagine. So that Hazrat says, don't destroy your youth on the dust and sand. As beautifully Hazrat explains in another poem, Kalta Naksha Jawani Ka, Aaj Lakab Nana Nani Ka. Yesterday you had a title, I'm a young man, and standing in front of the mirror, worried about your hairstyle, girls worried about the artificial beauty, etc. Now you one day you're going to become a Nana and Nani. Very soon, and not only one day, when one storm comes, you gone for a while, one party, as Hazrat explained, the Titanic, the ship that they built, the first ship they called unsinkable. The unsinkable ship that they made a big claim that this ship will never sink. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like claims. And when they made ship and it went on its maiden cruise, in other words, on its first world cruise, and you say, I'm going on a world cruise in a ship, but in that ship, haram entertainment, disco, etc., all is playing. When that was taking place, Allah made the storms come in that ocean. And that ship started wrecking in such a way that it is mentioned that young girls that were 18 years old, in few minutes they look like 80-year-old women. Allah, so Allah Ta'ala save us, that we realize and take this reality. Raiga istara zindagi nakar. Hazrat says, don't destroy your life in this. This is just artificial entertainment. There's no reality in it. It's just the grace. It is just fooling yourself. Kaise hamakat. What type of foolishness this is. Just I'm telling myself, we all should look at our own condition. In haseeno se kisko mila chain. Jisne bhi dil diya unko bechain hai. Hazrat says, they think for yourself. Whoever got involved in any type of illicit love affairs, who got peace in their heart? Whoever got peace and contentment? And that person, Allahu Akbar, finally, he was bechain. He was a restless person. He was living a miserable life. So Allah Ta'ala save me and all of us, that we learn here from our honorable illustrious Shaykh and his beautiful advisors of our honorable Dada Shaykh and all our pious servants, and we make dua to Allah Ta'ala. And we make our zikr with this intention that Allah Ta'ala takes out all this artificial love affairs from our heart and Allah comes into our heart.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmadu wa nasalli ala Rasulil Kareem amma ba'd. We'll just read a few advices of Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Afzal Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. We'll benefit us, inshallah. One, Hazrat mentioned that the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the origin. We should all make effort towards that. And there are different loves a person has in his life. One, number one, a beautiful house. Number one, a beautiful woman he was running after. Number two, a beautiful house. Number three, wonderful food. Number four, lovely clothing. So Hazrat mentioned all of this in detail. But the one point which I really found benefit and which Mawlana is mentioning now, to save ourselves from guna and sin. So Hazrat had a very jokey mizaj. Hazrat's nature and temperament was very jokey. So he said, if you got too much of love for food, then a person must think when he goes to toilet now, what is importing and what is exporting. What is putting inside and what is coming out eventually. Then you see a person who got love for this amrad, young boys, homosexuality, or even ladies. They say, what they must do, to main yehi kehta ho, ke jahan bahut bada latrine ho, where is a very big toilet. So you go to the toilet there and take a tape recorder. And you must tape all the sounds there. He says, tape sab ki awaazein tape kar lo. Aur baad mein jab kisi amrat ka khayal aaye, when you get the thought in your mind of young boy, of a woman, to cassette ko sun liya karo. Listen to all that cassette. Jo mukhtalif ul aswaat hongi. As they are amazing way of putting it, you have all different funny kind of sounds. Baz rafiu sot, or baz batiu sot hogi. Some sounds will be loud, some will be soft. Magar, sab kabhi hussot hongi. But all of them will be very horrible sounding, very, very bad. So he says, that, oh my friends, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala, Allah has protected you from haram, from going to the places of haram. So think about this here. The person ponders, what am I running after? I'm running after filth and dirt, and I'm so stupid and foolish, what benefit am I going to get? Another used to say, if you're getting some nice sharbat in Pakistan, it's famous as Ruwe Afza. You're going to the woman and you're getting this Ruwe Afza, something is coming out good from there, then it's something beneficial at least. Some sherbet or some juice or something, milkshake. You're getting what? You're going to gutter line. You're going to the places where napaki is coming out, urine and stool is coming out. And you're running after these things. How can you be so stupid and foolish? Because what's the final result of all of this illicit love affairs? It's all that haram a person is going to, all filth and dirt. So Allah protect myself and all of us and save us from the evil of our nafs. Yeah, that's a few other advices he gave you. He says once actually, this is a bayan of his when he went to a reunion. So Hazrat saw somebody sitting, it was before namaz, he was sitting down and his hands were folded. So azan went, and when the people stood up for jamaat namaz, at the time of takbir, some people were standing with their hands folded. So Hazrat told him the masala, that to stand up with your hands folded, ye darbar ka adab hai, this is the adab and etiquette of the royal court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And your person only enters the court of Allah Ta'ala after takbir al-tahreema. So therefore, a person when he's standing before namaz starts, he must not fold his hands. He must always leave his hands on the side. Jab imam takbir al-tahreema kehe, to ab takbir kehe kar haath bandhe. Now when the imam says Allahu Akbar, then you make Allahu Akbar, then you fold your hands. So the folding of the hands is actually a special quality when a person is standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before standing at any other time, if possible, try not to fold our hands. Hazrat was actually very hard about this masala, not even standing, even when a person is sitting. I remember sometimes we're sitting in a majlis and then Hazrat would see somebody's hands folded and tell the person, remove your hands, don't fold your hands while you're sitting in the majlis also. He was very particular about this masala. So this is one point which he mentions here. Another point which he mentions is, mu'min ki dil joy bahut bari ibadat hai. To make the heart of a Muslim happy is a very great ibadat. So Hazrat used to take a walk out in Fajr, after Fajr in the morning, used to take a walk. So Canada said, Kei bar ek star phone ka phone aya. A couple of times when phone came from Canada, we had this one person phone, we had some ta'aluk with Hazrat. So Hazrat told him on the phone, Kei main do bara, do baje phone karunga, I'll phone you 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So Hazrat was waiting now. And then after he said, I'll eat after I speak to this person on the phone. So the person phoned, and I made a mistake. While he was waiting for the phone call, Hafiz Dawood Sahab came to him with one person. He said, this is my friend, he's parashan, he's worried, please make some dua for him. So immediately Hazrat lifted up his hands in front of the person and he made dua. And then he told the person after the day, that I'll make dua afterwards. And then he told him two amazing points. He said, whenever somebody asks you for dua, so make one dua immediately for that person. So the person becomes happy. Because you're making dua for him, it will create happiness in the heart. And it khalus sururi fi qalbi al-mu'min afdalu min ibadati al-thaqalain. Entering happiness in the heart of a believer is better than the ibadat of insan and jinnat. So it's a very great ibadat. You are making a Muslim brother happy. You ask you for dua, so you make dua for him straight away. He feels happy also. My Muslim brother thought of me, he made dua for me. And normally what happens is somebody asks you, make dua, say, inshallah. You don't ever remember that person. You don't remember his name also. So this is a wonderful time. Straight away make dua for that person on his face. And then Hazrat says, so the first thing is when somebody asks you for dua, make dua immediately. His heart will become happy. And to make the heart of a believer happy is a very great ibadat. Or ye dua hazirana hai. This dua is in front of the person. Afterwards, go and make dua ghaibana, away from the person. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith, inna asla dua ijabatan da'watu ghaibin li ghaibin. The dua which is the most quickest accepted is the dua of somebody who in his absence, not in his presence. When you make dua for somebody in his absence, it's a lot of ikhlas and sincerity. Why are you making dua for him? Because you've got muhabbat for him, love for him. He doesn't know, he'll never know, you come to know you made dua for him. But in his absence you make dua for him, dua is readily accepted. So this is a very great ibadah which we can do. When someone asks us for dua, try and make dua immediately for that person. And if we don't know duas, we're feeling shy. Many buzruks used to make this dua, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Somebody make dua, you say, Rabbana, just straight away, make dua. The benefit you are getting the dua, رَبَّنَا, oh Allah, give both of us. In the dunya, goodness. In akhirat, goodness. And save us from the fire of Jahannam. What a short dua, jami'a dua, you're making for him. And because you are making dua for somebody else, then the angels, they make dua for you. Ameen, وَلَكَ مِثْلُ. Ameen, and the same as be for you also. So whenever, actually some of our buzruks mentioned, whenever you want something for yourself, then make dua for others. Make dua for other people. So then when you make dua, the angels will make dua for you. You're making dua for him, the angels will make dua for you. There was one person one day, his friend wanted to get married. He told him, Ramzan, come in now, please make dua for me. They get married. So after he started time, he was making dua for his friend. He left to say, Ya Allah, my friend, he wants to get married, give him a good wife. So his wife heard, hey, what dua are you making? It's iftar time. He said, yeah, you're right, I mustn't make dua for a good wife. I must make all the qualities. Yeah, like, give my wife a very intelligent wife, a pious wife, a very good looking wife. I think he's making dua now one way. So she took the veil and she gave him one shot. He said, I must make a proper dua. I must watch out what dua I'm making. She said, I know you meant very nicely. You're making dua for your friend because you know the hadith that the angels are making dua. Ameen, wala ka mithlu. Ameen, and you also must get the same thing. So that's why you're making dua for your friend. So anyhow, whenever we make dua for other people, then inshallah, the great benefit is that the angels will make dua for us. Now another great benefit is, if we have jealousy with somebody, and if the jealousy comes in the heart of a person, so a very great ilaj, an easy ilaj, cure for this is to make dua for that person. Make dua for that person. Because by making dua for that person, you're making ihsan on that person, you're doing good to that person. And whoever you do ihsan towards, you get love for that person. So very easily the sickness of jealousy comes out from a person. In the beginning, the ulama say it may be very difficult also. You feel that, how can I make dua for him? I hate this person. I want him to die. I want to kill him. I want to make jadu on him. I want to do something wrong with him. So you want to cause harm to that person. You want to make hibat of him, backbite, because you don't like him. But you make dua for him. One day, one person, he wrote to Hazrat Ali Rahmatullah Alayh. I think there's Mawlana Abrarul Hasab Rahmatullah Alayh, one of our elders. And they had this hatred for another alim. One alim for another alim. Jealousy comes in every person. Comes in a person. Hazrat told him, you know what, I'll give you my medication. You must, four or five things you must do. Number one, you must make dua for him every day. Number two, when you meet him, make salam first to him. Number three, take a hadiah and give him a hadiah. If you're going on a safar, ask him for duas. And number five, when you come back from safar, meet him first. And he said, gatherings, don't speak bad about him. And I think one more advice he gave him, that sometimes occasionally invite him for dawah to your house. So after 3 weeks, the alim wrote back, he said, Hazrat, this medicine is very bitter, it's very hard. But I'm doing it, and alhamdulillah, half the hatred which I got in my heart has come out. So Hazrat said, continue. After another 3 weeks, he wrote back to Hazrat, he said, Hazrat, now that hatred which I had in my heart is turned to love for him. Now I got love for that person. So really making dua for somebody else, we will get a great benefit ourselves. Making dua, the first thing of dua is actually our connection to Allah Ta'ala is being built. So the more we will make dua, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being built. So it's a very great ibadat. And one is now you make dua for your Muslim brother. Once some of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, some of our brothers, they've exceeded us, they've gone far ahead of us. We can't reach them. Look at what khidmat of deen they are doing in that. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, praise them and make dua for them. Allah will give you the same reward as them. So we can't always reach somebody else, reach somebody Allah has given him so much acceptance of deen, khidmat of deen Allah is using him for. We can't reach that level, but make dua for that person. And make dua for all the khidmat of the all the efforts of deen taking place in the world. Continue making dua for them. Inshallah, by means of this year, the person will become a very great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was one great wali of Allah ta'ala. Most likely it was Sahal ibn Abdullah Tastari rahmatullah alayhi. One of our other, Ma'ruf Karkhi rahmatullah alayhi. Ma'ruf Karkhi. So he said if you want to become an abdal, abdal is a very high level of buzruwi piety. There are 40 abdals in the world. Or I must say 30 of them are in Sham, 10 of them are in other parts of the world generally. 30 of them are in Sham. A lot of barakat and blessings in Sham. So anyhow, these are like great awliya Allah, which Allah Ta'ala uses them for great works in the world which take place. So they are true abdals. Not any person who just claims I'm an abdal. In the time of Hazrat Ali rahmatullah, one person said he's an abdal. Somebody asked Hazrat, he's saying he's an abdal. He said, Abdala wa chawalta abdal ho gaya. He first he was rice, now abdal ho gaya. Now he's become dal now. So he said, this is a fake abdal, this is not a real abdal. But So a true Abdal, so he said if you want to become Abdal, or letter written amongst the Abdal, make dua for the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said three duas, you make 10 times a day. Allahumma arham Ummah Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, have mercy on the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma farrij an Ummah Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, remove the difficulty from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allahumma aslih Ummah Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, make Islah and reform the condition of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So a person will make these three duas 10 times a day. Inshallah, he'll be written amongst the Abdal. And Hazrat Shah seems Akhtar Tawr Rahmatullahi most likely he mentioned this year that there was another great Buzrug, a pious person of his time, Tabiul Mukhtarin Lu'atla, Allama Shah Rani Rahmatullahi. So Allama Shah Rani Rahmatullahi said, if you want to become the Qutub of the time, even a high level, he said, look at the guna and sin which is taking place in your time. And you make an effort and you make a lot of dua that Allah must remove that guna and sin. Allah will make it the kutub of the time. Whatever guna you see taking place, have that quran in your heart, have that feeling in your heart, yeah Allah, this guna is taking place. Say, look, let us, myself also, a lot of times we go to the shops, music is blasting in the shop, there are women walking around, we might lower our gazes. We say, you know, it's not permissible for me to look. But do we ever get the feeling in our heart that, Allah, these people are involved in guna? Say, Allah, this is wrong, what they are doing. And do we ever make dua in our heart, say, Allah, remove this evil? Ulama say so much so, when Ilyas Rahmatullah used to say that if you're walking past a temple or you're walking past a church or where guna is taking place, the cinemas in the day, and he say if you don't read kunut and hazila, I fear for your iman. He say, I fear for your iman if you don't read kunut and hazila at that time. That means you are happy with the kufr which is taking place there. You're happy with the guna which is taking place. Really, all our iman also, what a level it is. It comes in that hadith that you can at least you stop it with your hands. If you can't stop it with your hands, at least with your tongue. If not, then change it with your heart. Some ulama say that means change it with your heart. Some say feel at least feel bad in your heart with it. But we don't even feel bad. And then Nabi said that's the lowest level of iman. So really what's the level of our iman? We see people walking the whole day, many of them are workers, they are living a life of shirk, which is the biggest guna in sin. Do we ever feel bad in our heart? Ya Allah, this person is living with shirk. Ya Allah, give him hidayat. Ya Allah, change his heart. Even if you don't give him dawat, but have we ever at least made dua in our heart that Ya Allah, Allah change the condition of this person. So whether Allah Ta'ala changes it or not, but at least we got the lowest level of iman. At least we make dua for that person. Ya Allah, all these people are walking, they haven't got iman. Ya Allah, give them hidayat. And we do not know maybe the effect of our duas. Allah Ta'ala can give hidayat to all of those people. So we continue making dua. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. That wherever we get the opportunity, the same Allah Masha Arani Rahmatullah Alayhi, he mentioned one, that for pious people, he wrote one kitab called Tambiul Mukhtarin. It's all things about the Sufiya and how their lives they must live. And if you read that kitab, you'll get frightened. We haven't even got iman, because we see the level of the people of the past, what high levels of iman. But our buzrugs don't encourage us to read the very high levels, we'll lose himmat and courage. But Muhammad Shah Muhammad Akhtar Pratapgari Rahmatullah Alayhi, Shah Ahmad Pratapgari Rahmatullah, he translated the kitab and he took out many sections. It's called Akhlaq Salaf. And Shah Kim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah, he printed the kitab, he made it famous. So in there, he's got in one chapter there that he says for parents, especially those who are in deen, they have to make tarbiyat of their children. But he says it's very important for them, the most important and effective way for the hidayat of their children is dua. And then he says in his time where he saw many pious people and even ulama, he says, I saw many of them, the children went astray. Allah protect and save. He says, besides a few, he's writing in his time, he's talking about 700, 800 years ago, besides a few ulama who I saw, their children were very pious and good. So many others there, maybe it's a test on the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because normally an alim is used, a pious person is used for the hidayat of other people. So Allah Ta'ala tests him to show hidayat doesn't lie in his hands. That nobody wants their child to go astray, misguided. So he said, make a lot of dua for your children. So one dua which we learned from our Hazrat, he said once Allama Shahanzar Kashmiri Rahmatullah came to the Darul Ulum, the Madrasa, and he mentioned that his father, Allama Shahanzar Kashmiri Rahmatullah, he was very involved in teaching in Darul Ulum Deoband, and his whole life was given towards ilm, teaching the knowledge of deen. He used to make so much of mutala and so much of, he never really had much time at home. He actually never wanted to get married also. But Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah said, you know what, the best way to get him married, to get him to stay in Deoband, he mustn't leave Deoband. We get one woman from here, from Deoband. So he made a condition also that I will get married to a Sayyida. Family of Nabi said, no, we'll organize that. So there was one young lady, she was a Sayyida. She was living in Deoband. Qadir Sahib Rahmatullah said, if you get him married here in Deoband, he can't leave Deoband then. Because now his wife will be here, she'll make sure he stays here. So anyhow, he accepted the nikah, but then Allah made it such, so he told her that, look, okay, I can't spend much time with you, I'm studying and teaching in madrasa. Allah made it such, her sister, she got divorced, her husband left her, So she was all alone. She needed someone to live with her. So this woman started, her sister started living with her. So it became easy for Shahzab also. Actually, before that it happened, the wife, she made a taweez one day. She got one lady to make a taweez that my husband will spend more time with me. She had made the taweez and she's in the house. Allah Ta'ala inspired Allama Kashmiri. He walked in the house. He said, where's the taweez? From the madrasa he came. He said, where's the taweez? He took the taweez, he destroyed it. He said, don't ever do such a thing again in your life. She was frightened after that. She never took a chance. But anyhow, she started living with her sister. They had many children. And they became great ulama and scholars. They said, my father never had so much of time for our tarbiyah. But there was one amal he used to do every day, one dua he used to make every day. And alhamdulillah, through the barakat of this dua, all his children became ulama. Allah accepted them for the khidmat of deen. And the dua was, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. The dua of the Quran. Said, oh Allah, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Oh Allah, make our wives and our children the coolness of our eyes. Allah said, it is such a beautiful dua. Mufti Rashid Ridwani Rahmatullah Alayhi, I was reading one of his bayans once, many long time ago, he mentioned this dua. And he said, this is an amazing dua. He said, this dua you can make it before you married also. Because before you married, you want a wife. So you're making dua for a wife. And when you get married also, you've got a wife, but you're making dua for the coolness of the eyes, she must be. Coolness of the eyes means, when you enter the house, she must be engaged in the ibadah of Allah, in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. That's one meaning. Another meaning, coolness of the eyes, you will always see her in a good condition. You won't see her sickly, in a bad condition. You will see her, she'll be the coolness of your eyes. Happiness you will get when you see her. That means there'll be muhabbat, there'll be love in the house. Small fighting will always take place in every house. Hazrat, I was reading in Tariq al-Khulafa today or yesterday, that one person came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, keep complaining about his wife. So he said, hey, my wife is troubling me. So Hazrat Umar said, no, we all find it. Don't worry. He said, I also find the same problem. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, you know, sometimes I go for gush at night, I got a need. So when I come home, my wife says, I know why you went out. That one tribe there, they got very beautiful women. You went to go check up those beautiful women. So then, Abdullah ibn Masud radiallahu anhu said, yeah, well, it's nothing far-fetched, it's nothing difficult. Ibrahim al-Islam also complained one day to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about his wife, Hazrat Sarah. That she had a very good akhlaq and character. He complained. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, the women are created from a crooked rib. So they will have some weaknesses within them. But utilize them how they are created. They've got their weaknesses. As long as they do not cause a rupture in your deen or in their deen, they do not destroy your deen, you stay with them and you live happily with them. When I read it, I was like, it happened to everyone also. So a person must know that whatever problems he got in his life, inshallah, with his wife, it happens always to every single person. Even the great Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they said the same thing. Actually, once that person came to Umar radiallahu anhu, and he was complaining about his wife, to complain. So as Umar radiallahu anhu's wife, as Umm Kulthum, she was very young also. She was the daughter of Ali radiallahu anhu and Fatima. And she was married to Umar radiallahu anhu. She was shouting Umar radiallahu anhu. So as Umar radiallahu anhu, he saw this man walking away. So this man came, he said, hey, this man, as Umar, he can't sort out his own problems, we'll sort out my problems. So Hazrat Umar saw him going away, he called him, what happened? He said, I got a problem at home, and I said, you got the same problem here. So what's the solution? So he said, no, actually, this is how we have been taught by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I'm just saying that Allah give me the tawfiq first. We all have to learn to have these sifat and qualities within ourselves. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, that you see this woman, what khidmat she makes for you. She cooks your food for you. When you come home, the food is ready. Then she washes your clothing for you in those times. In today's time, maybe she'll pack your clothing, she'll make sure the worker or somebody cleans the clothing nicely, they put it away. Number three, she looks after, saves me from falling into guna and sin. When I come home, I got some desire, I fulfill my desire with her. I'm safe from guna and sin. And number four, she looks after my children. Number five, she keeps the house nice for me. So when I come home, I feel happy also to come to my house. So all of these bounties, now she's caked up the whole day. She gets up and upset. It's natural for her. So she will take it out sometimes in frustration on us. So we must learn to bear it. So anyhow, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, I never thought about it in this light here. So this is also, same ni'mat and bounties I'm also being given every single day. So I also must appreciate my wife. May Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq that we appreciate. So anyhow, this wise, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. Give us the coolness of our eyes. Coolness of our eyes means you are always here in a good condition, with the muhabbat and love in that house. And then وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And Allah, make us the imams of the muttaqeen. There are many people of taqwa in the world. Allah, give us such a high level of taqwa, we must become the imams. People must follow us in taqwa. So what are the levels of taqwa we must get? So what is the dua of the Quran Sharif? So Mawlana Rashid Ridwani Rahmatullah said, you can make dua before getting married, after you get married. When you haven't got children, you're making dua for children. And when you've got children, it's dua for pious children. So this dua is a very general dua. We can make it all the time and continue making it. So Allama Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi used to make this dua in his namaz every day before making salam. When you make dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu. So at that time dua are readily accepted. Before salam also and after salam also dua are accepted. So in his namaz, before when the imam is still reading, or in your own nafal namaz, sunnah namazes, you can make any dua, sunnah duas, Quran duas, hadith duas, Rabbana atina, you can deal in whatever duas you want to make. So this is one very beautiful dua also to make. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata ayun wa ja'alna lil muttaqina imama. And the Quran also mentions it among the 10 qualities of the Ibadur Rahman, the special servants of Allah Ta'ala. This is one quality they've got within themselves, that they make this dua. So it's such a simple dua. So Allah Ta'ala give myself and all of us tawfiq inshallah. Just to summarize, in the beginning we also mentioned that other dua, if you remember, that before sleeping every night and in the morning also, we read 4 ayats of Surah Alif Lam Mim, Surah Baqarah Al-Humul Muflihun, Ayat Al-Kursi, and 2 ayats after that, and the last 3 ayats of Surah Baqarah, 10 ayats altogether. And a great benefit for Hafiz of Quran, you never forget his Quran inshallah. And person will say, his family will be saved, he will save from seeing his family in difficult conditions during that day, some problems and difficulties. Himself will be saved from shaitan. And there are other benefits also besides this, yeah. So we try to read this dua every day. And then we mentioned this advice of Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that somebody, to make somebody's heart happy is a very great ibadah. Somebody asks you for dua, make dua for this person. Rabbana atina, any simple dua also. And then, when you are ghaib, when you are away from that person, make dua for him. Dua is readily accepted. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq.